Yeah, it was a good performance. I thought we wanted to come and start fast, Billy, because it was one of those games I was worried about tonight. We weren't sure the personnel they'd use. They were being very aggressive and positive of late, committing men forward and getting bodies forward. So we knew we had to be at it tonight, one of a more technical expression. I thought we started the game really well.
John Terrell, a word. Are we counting it as a perfect hat-trick? Did the one that cannoned off the keeper come off his right foot?
Absolutely. I'm delighted for John because he's trained so well. He had that five game run where he started early in the season, did exceptionally well, didn't deserve to lose his place, and John knows that. He trains so well, as a credit to himself and to Arsenal, of course, and really pleased with him tonight. It was a good performance from John.
Very satisfactory for you to be able to bring on three substitutes as well, I thought, for a little bit of a rest.
Yeah, it was good. You know, the medical department do a fantastic job, and they mentioned, you know, we do the blood test with the players and a couple of players they were just showing some concern about on the short-term basis with Dougie and Andre.
Wow, right.
Who, again, put in a great shift tonight, and nice to be able to give them a breather, so to speak, and prepare for the weekend. Great to get high-quality subs on. Delighted for Sam Saunders, who comes on and just thoroughly enjoys playing football at that level and deals the level so comfortably. Tommy, likewise, and Longy. But we had people like Alan McCormack and Nico Yanaris, he said Tony Craig, who could quite comfortably have come on. So it's about the squad. It will never be about the 11 or the 14.
So talk to me about that. The blood test then. Does that show that they're lacking in B12?
No, it just shows sometimes in terms of certain... It just highlights to put out some warning signs in case of players who are approaching fatigue, etc., in terms of muscle injury and whatever else.
How can you tell that from a blood test, though?
I'm just a mere coach.
Oh, right, okay,
you speak to these guys in the white coats. I mean, a few white coats around.
It's you're the very much the man with the brown coat.
Exactly right. The guys in the white coats do the clever work. I do the simple stuff. But no, all joking apart, they highlight certain concerns. And as I said, it was nice to give those boys a breather because, again, Dougie and Andre worked hard, good quality. Delighted the way Dougie's getting forward into the box. He's a real revelation this season.
I know you're very keen on the one game at a time philosophy, and I appreciate that and I respect that. So, for you, I've had a look at the run-in, and it looks pretty good to me. Derby away, I'm not really worried about anybody else.
No, we looked at the hotel tonight. We're going to show the boys on Thursday morning an analysis. There's a lot of big games left in this division. If you look at some of the games coming up, and we saw at the weekend, Middlesbrough, March 7th, 14th, 21st, I think they played Bournemouth, Derby, Ipswich. There's a lot of big games coming up, a lot of points to be had and to be dropped. And our focus has to be one game. Tonight could be a bananas game. No point winning on Saturday and losing this evening. So it was about focus. Now everything is geared towards the weekend. Another very tough away trip. Superbly organised club up at Birmingham City. Gary's done a great job up there. So, again, tough threat, tough challenge. We've got to be prepared and we've got to be at it, as I say.
The players are behind you. The crowd are behind you.
Crowd are magnificent. And I'm always very, you know what I say, Billy, week in, week out. I don't want this to sound like a repetitive... Really thankful the support they give tonight. You know, I'm well aware there's Champions League football on, and you know, and the cost involved of two games a week to come and support in that manner and that backing, that vocals, magnificent. I can't thank them enough for that.